Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of Flight Attendants for Flight Attendants. Today is Tuesday, July 12th, and this is Frankfurt Council 20, Secretary Brenda Uribe reporting. The International Association of Machinists has filed charges against the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, alleging flagrant and repeated violations and policies and procedures by AFA and United Airlines. The issue of representation is behind us. With a margin of over 2,000 votes for AFA, the result was decidedly in favor of our union, and this latest step to divide flight attendants is deplorable. Flight attendants continue to make clear to us they wish to move forward. The resounding sentiment from our flight attendant community is that representation is decided, and they want us to focus our efforts towards negotiating contracts sooner rather than later. We have heard and are clear on the direction you wish us to focus our efforts, and will pursue the course with vigor. Instead of now working together to promote the interests of flight attendants and unions, the IAM choose to continue their strategy of division and intimidation. While disappointing, is not surprising based on their conduct in the recent election. AFA will respond to these allegations directly to the NMB, even while we continue to move forward and advance the cause of United Flight Attendants. Our focus remains on continuing to leverage our energy and momentum in aggressive pursuit of an expedited negotiations process. At the July 2011 regular Master Executive Council meeting, the local council presidents and the MEC officers deliberated at length and reviewed an alternative process for expedited negotiations. Our members continue to suffer as a result of management's delay tactics in the Section 6 negotiations. On Sunday, July 12th, we published the following letter to our members. Quote, to date, management has refused to meet with us outside our scheduled mediated sessions, using an excuse that the uncertainty of the outcome of the representation election. The issue of representation for the flight attendants at United Airlines has been decided. Resolution of the representation issue provides us with the opportunity to use an alternate expedited process that involves intense mediated negotiations by a defined period of time. By design, this requires us to narrow our focus to the key priorities you have identified as being important. Using this approach, we provide the greatest potential to achieve a successful conclusion to our negotiations. Today we call on management to join us in working together to quickly reach a Section 6 agreement. Using our energized momentum, we maximize our ability to set the highest standards at the world's leading airline. The path forward is clear. There are no more excuses. It's our turn. There is no reason we cannot reach a new contract for United Flight Attendants. The expedited process we are proffering provides a platform to move forward towards single contract negotiations. This result will provide both parties the full benefit offered by the merger. Our negotiations are at a crossroad. After extensive deliberation, the United Executive Council has determined this is the best course of action to achieve these priorities for United Flight Attendants. Let's be clear, there's very little that is good in management's crossover proposal for flight attendants. During our regular meeting in Las Vegas, United Executive Master Council took action on United Management's proposal on cross-utilization of flight attendants between United and Continental operations. During the first day of the regular MEC meeting, the MEC reviewed the official proposal from management regarding cross-staffing, which was drafted prior to the determination of the representation vote of United, Continental Micronesia, and Continental Flight Attendants. It was formulated on the basis of the assumption that the Machinist Union prevailed in the election. Deliberation on the merits of the proposal resulted in the determination that there is nothing in management's document that offers any protection whatsoever against any furloughs at United Airlines and result in negative impact on the contract and negotiations. Furthermore, the proposal offers virtually nothing that is of benefit to United Flight Attendants whatsoever and will place these individuals at the bottom of the seniority list under adverse circumstances. Extensive consideration was given to recent member feedback received through face-to-face discussion and local council meetings. Additionally, the results of the poll conducted on our United MEC website from May 13th through July 7th collaborated the views expressed by the members and discussion in local leadership. If management truly wished to address staffing concerns at United, CMI, and Continental, they have an immediate mechanism to accomplish this goal through successful conclusion of our negotiations. Because their proposal has no meaningful benefit to the 15,000 United flight attendants, and also considers the proposal was rejected by 90% margin of our poll showing strong opposition, the United Master Executive Council determined putting this issue to the membership would be redundant. As such, the United MEC directed the MEC presidents to unequivocally reject management's proposal. You may view AFA's summary of management's program in the original crossover staffing proposal on our website. The third in a series of four mandatory e-learning modules is titled FAOM Revision Number 8, Summary and Assessment. This module introduces reformatted aircraft chapters, assignment tables, and a new first aid chapter contained in FAOM, revision number 8, dated August 10, 2011. United is requiring completion of the FAA-mandated e-learning module by 2359 local domicile time, August 9th, to be compliant and to retain your flying qualifications. The e-learning is accessible from the United Learning Network. The key dates regarding FAM revision number 8 and FAA mandate e-learnings are as follows. Distribution of revision 8 with a completion deadline date of August 10th begins. The FAA revision number 8 summary and assessment mandatory e-learning is available on the United Learning Network. Read and insert revision number 8 into your FAM prior to the beginning the e-learning module titled FAM Revision Number 8 Summary and Assessment. The module will take approximately 1 hour to complete, and you will receive 1 hour training pay upon completion of the course. Prior to August 10th, read and insert Revision 8 into your FAOM. Complete the FAOM Revision Number 8 Summary and Assessment e-learning module by 2359 local domicile time, August 9th. Flight attendants who want to trip trade in August, including RDOs, must complete these tasks before August line of flying awards are posted on July 18th. July reserve flight attendants should make sure that they have completed all these tasks at least 24 hours prior to the first reserve day in the reserve block that includes the August 10th deadline to avoid being shown as unavailable due to lack of qualification. As this is one of the larger revisions in the series of four, please plan accordingly and give yourself enough time to insert revision number 8 into your FAOM and review the changes before the August 10th effective date. Over the past few months, our members have received a great deal of emails regarding United's merger, the representation election, our negotiations, etc. With the issue of representation behind us and the amount of emails you received declining as a result, we encourage you to make sure that you're receiving your E-Lines newsletter and your applicable LEC newsletter. We encourage you to share this information with your flying partners who are not on your distribution list. That's all for this evening. Thank goodness this was long. I do appreciate your patience. Thank you for calling and remain informed, and we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve our industry-leading contract. Thank you. Have a pleasant evening and good night.